Evening, you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. Our highlight artist of the week is alto sax man James Moody. And he came out of World War II and joined the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. Then he formed his own group. He returned to work on a quintet with Dizzy Gillespie and worked overseas in Japan and Europe. And a premier alto sax man. So we're going to sample some of his recorded work. We're going to kick it off with his prestige album cut in 1954, Moody's Mood for Blues. And this is a little big band. It's a septet. And I won't name all the personnel, but of course there's James Moody out in front on sax. And we'll give kudos to a fine trumpet player on this track, Dave Burns. Let's listen to I'm Gone. Composition written by Quincy Jones called I'm Gone, and that was sax man James Moody leading up a fine little septet from an album called Moody's Mood for Blues, cut on the Prestige label in 1954. And so what's up next, Al?
Well, I thought I'd start off with good old Goodwin, as they say. This is a Count Basie band, and it's from a three CD set on the MCA label. that involves the complete DECA recordings, recordings that were remastered from 78 RPM discs. And it covers the years 1937, 1938, and 1939. I can remember when I bought this set. I walked into a record store and I heard the first disc, the first track on the first disc, which was Honeysuckle Rose. And I'm thinking, man, that's really sounding clear and clean. And needless to say, within seconds, I was the proud owner. And the one we're going to hear is from the band's in 1938, and we'll hear solos by Benny Morton on trombone and Lester Young on tenor sax, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Herschel Evans on tenor sax, Harry Edison on trumpet, and Joe Jones, all in that order. And they're going to do that good old good one, Swingin' the Blues. Swingin' the Blues, featuring a Basie band from 1938. You heard solos there from Benny Morton on trombone, Lester Young on tenor sax, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Herschel Evans on tenor sax, Harry Edison on trumpet, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a MCA three-disc set entitled The Complete DECA Recordings.
Next up, we find our highlight artist of the week, James Moody, at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco, which was a very popular jazz venue at that time. This was cut on the Argo label in June of 61. And again, he's fronting a septet, and they really, really swing hard. I think James Moody had extra vitamins on this particular cut, and in fact, on all the cuts, because he really swings very hard. This is a little thing written by James Moody called Jazz Twist. I think he does all the solo work in this septet. Sequestered in the background back there, I think you'll hear the trumpet man Howard McGee doing the riffs behind Moody, but I don't think he gets any solo work here, but you can listen for McGee on trumpet. This is called Jazz Twist. That was our highlight artist of the week, James Moody, live at the Jazz Workshop in June of 1961, recorded on the Argo label. And that was a little swinger put together by Moody called Jazz Twist.
Well, next up we'll hear from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. This is from a CD entitled, of all things, The Jerry Mulligan Quartet. And it's from the Jazz Classics series on the Fantasy label. And it features Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums. And they're going to do a tune that's apparently a reference to guitarist Everett Barksdale, who obviously isn't in the group, and it's entitled Bark for Barksdale. And it was Bark for Barksdale, a tune written by Jerry Mulligan and featuring the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, with Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums doing most of the barking there. And that was from a Fantasy CD released in 1992 entitled The Jerry Mulligan Quartet.
Well, James Moody had a long career. The first two tracks that I played tonight were recorded in 1954 and 1961, and now we shoot ahead to 1996. This is an album he cut on a Warner Brothers label called Young at Heart, and this was a very popular tune in the early 60s with, early 60s with Sinatra had a hit with it called Love and Marriage, written by Sammy Kahn and Van Heusen. And I believe we hear an ensemble backing Moody on this particular track. It's Slide Hampton on trombone and Frank West on reeds. So we'll see if my liner notes are correct. Let's listen to Love and Marriage.
Thank you.
We had a bored fade on that particular track. That was Love and Marriage, an old standard by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, cut by James Moody on a Warner Brothers label in February of 1960 or 96, called Young at Heart. And also we heard trombonist Slide Hampton take a couple nice choruses. Okay, Al, what's next on your playlist?
Well, next we'll hear from pianist Patty Bowne. She heads up a trio here on a Columbia LP entitled Patty Bowne Plays Big Piano. And with her on piano is Ed Shaughnessy on drums and Joe Benjamin on bass. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hammerstein tune entitled It Might As Well Be Spring.
Thank you.
That was It Might As Well Be Spring, featuring Patti Bowne and her trio, Patti on piano, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, and Joe Benjamin on bass. That was from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Patti Bowne Plays Big Piano.
I'm going to continue now to spotlight the alto sax artistry of James Moody, our spotlight artist of the week, and this is from a priceless CD, which is really a compilation of different tracks that James Moody cut over the years on the Argo label. This one was cut in August of 59, and he selected the composition Dahoud, which became a jazz standard written by that great trumpet player Clifford Brown, who died too early on an auto accident on the Pennsylvania Turnpike when he was only 25 years old. A great loss to the jazz world. And we've also got Johnny Coles on trumpet and Tom McIntosh on trombone. Let's listen to Dahoud. Thank you. a Clifford Brown composition called Dahu that's become a jazz standard all down through the years. And that was a little septet led up by our spotlight artist, James Moody, on a Argo label, August of 59. Besides the fine solo by James Moody, we had John McIntosh on trombone, Jimmy Coles on trumpet, and Key on piano. So there was a fine solo work all the way through on that particular track. So what's next up, Al?
Well, I thought it'd be a good time to hear from tenor saxophone artist Paul Gonzalez. This is from an Argo LP entitled Cookin'. And the group is a bunch of Ellingtonians, Gonzalez on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Willie Jones on piano, Jimmy Wood on bass, Sam Woodyard on drums. And they're going to offer up a sweet treat written by Clark Terry entitled Clark's Bars. And that was Clark's Bars, a tune written by Clark Terry, featuring Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, Willie Jones on piano, Sam Wood on bass, and, excuse me, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Sam Woodyard on drums. That was from an Argo LP released in 1957 entitled Cookin'.
All right, now up till now, we've just showcased the alto sax artistry of our highlight artist of the week, James Moody, but he was also a very accomplished flautist, and we hope to play a couple tracks that display his expertise on the flute during this period where we're highlighting his work. And this is a kind of a theme CD, and I thought it was a little bit commercial. I wasn't so sure that I wanted to buy it, but one of my favorite artists was James Moody, so I said, I'll take a chance. So this is an album called James Moody Plays Mancini. Of course, Mancini was made a fortune in the Hollywood studios writing movie themes. And so he takes under his wing a composition of Pink Panther on flute. So let's listen to James Moody doing his Mancini thing. Thank you. some of you are out there who remember seeing Peter Sellers in the classic comedy Pink Panther. That'll bring back some memories. It was Henry Mancini's composition, The Pink Panther, done up in a nice, swinging, easy fashion by our spotlight artist of the week, James Moody. And so how are we going to close out the first hour, Al?
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. I'm Al Korns, and our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to take a short break for the news, but we're going to wrap this hour up with a presentation by the Vice President. Now, there's nothing political here. This is going to be from Paul Quinichet, who earned that title because of his Lester Youngish sound. And this is from a United Artists LP entitled Like Who. And what's interesting about this LP is they changed the name of it after it was released to Like Basie. I guess they were afraid people wouldn't recognize who it was. But anyway, we got Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Harry Edison on trumpet, Snooky Young on trumpet, Dick Vance on trumpet, Shad Collins on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Nat Pierce on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do the title tune, which, of course, was later changed too. But this one's entitled Like Who. Mm-hmm.